Hey, I hope I'm in the camera. Hello, guys. Deb here again. I'm in Jinja, Uganda, serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to keep you updated on what's going on here so that you could pray for us. There is power in prayer, and you guys know I believe it, right? So, what I need prayer for is organization. Now, we're having a movie night once a month, but this month we planned everything for tonight, the 18th. But then the invitations we handed out said the 25th. So I was like, oh no, it's a mess up. But God will still use it. So we've decided to do movie night twice. We're going to watch Courageous, and then we're going to watch Courageous again next week. That way, if someone comes this week, they can still see the movie. And it's a good movie. I would watch it twice. So we're going to show it again next week as well. We've also been working on the roundtable coming up the first Friday in December. If you're anywhere near Jinja, you are invited to come and learn about, can you trust witchcraft? Witchcraft is big in Uganda, and lots of people have questions about it. I also want some prayer for the students. It's been a rough week. Discipleship is a process. And we're working through it, but prayers for them that they could be diligent, they could be seeking the Lord in all things. Thank you so much for lifting them up. They have made so much progress since they first came. I also want to mention that Beverly will be back next week. Could you be praying for her health, her trip, everything going on with her? We're looking forward to her return next week. Also, just something fun we did this week. Well, I say fun, but Ebola is here. And because of that, the prisons have shut their doors to visitors. And so we took our Christmas money. We were going to get something for them for Christmas, and we bought it now. We got them some soap, some razors, and we made them these huge cards that said Merry Christmas. We know it's early, but we gave it to them early anyway as a Christmas present so they could help counteract Ebola, because it's totally avoidable. Wash your hands with soap and water and don't touch your face, which I think is the harder part because I'm always touching my face. I don't know about you guys, but that's me. And so we did have a good time getting those signed the other day. Even some little kids who were on campus came and signed their name. It was so cute. So prayers for the prisons and for Ebola, that it could be eradicated. We need no new cases for 22 days for it to go away. And so far, I think we're on day 3. So please pray for Uganda and the Ebola outbreak. We're also getting a stove done at the outdoor kitchen. The cooks are looking forward to have another stove that works. And then, no, that's it. Thank you guys for praying. And I'll check in again next week and update you again about how you could be praying for the ministry and the people here. Thank you so much for coming on this journey and just taking that even minute to pray for us. We sure do appreciate it. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.